At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
DJ, Jamie Morning Show, welcome to the program. It is live here on a Wednesday. It is July 23rd. Today's going to be a beautiful day, I think. A little bit cloudy, but maybe some showers. A lot of rain yesterday, right? For a lot of people.
A ton of rain, man. It was good morning. A monsoon at my house.
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. How about you, Spadell? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
This is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It is absolutely free, and you can take us anywhere you go. The podcast later on today. So much going on. The death of Ozzy Osbourne yesterday. Somewhat of a shocker.
So sad. I was not expecting that at all.
Well, I wasn't expecting it. If anybody said they expected it yesterday, they're lying.
Yeah.
Because he just did a concert, 17 days ago or something? Yep. And he did that whole thing where they raised a ton of money. I saw different numbers, $17 million, $20 million, $70 million. I don't know how much money it was, but it was a lot for Parkinson's disease, which he had, right?
Yes.
But the death rang out yesterday afternoon, and man, oh man, did Twitter go crazy. All the feeds, all the clips. We've got some of the audio from the Osbournes, from the TV show, the reality show that really started everything with reality TV.
It was the OG, and it was the best show ever. I mean, I remember watching that in high school, and I loved it.
Not only was it the first, it was probably the best. You're right. Yep, it was probably the best because I watched clips of it yesterday afternoon. You couldn't avoid it. It was everywhere. And I watched clips, and that guy was hysterical.
I don't know
if he meant to be funny, but he was just funny.
He was just being him. Yeah, like the whole family dynamic was insane.
He reminds me of walking around my house. Where's the cat? The cat. What's that cat's name? He doesn't even know the cat's name. They've had the cat for 15 years. He had no idea. We'll play some of the audio clips, but that was a big story yesterday. A couple of other stories. Oh, by the way, where's Jamie? Anybody seen Jamie?
I don't know. No.
Where's Jamie? Jamie.
I got no text.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So we don't know if she's locked out or not. Have no idea, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, move on. I don't know.
Hopefully she's not stuck in the elevator.
I don't know.
It is what it is, I guess.
Maybe she's mourning Ozzy Osbourne.
Could be.
She could be in the parking lot listening to Black Sabbath for all we know. Rocking, banging her head.
Tribute.
Boom, boom. Yeah. You know, Black Sabbath, I wasn't a fan. I didn't know their music at all. But then listening to some of it yesterday, I don't know why, but metal doesn't seem as metal today. When I was growing up, or back in the day when Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath were big, it sounded like metal. It was just heavy, and it was kind of scary in a way, you know, for some people. But now when I listen to it, it doesn't sound all that crazy.
It depends on what metal you hear, because sometimes it's like they've got screamo bands now that just scream and like is heavy that way. But
yeah, I'm talking about Black Sabbath. Yeah. I'm not talking about metal in general. I'm just talking about Black Sabbath. Listening to some of their tunes yesterday, it was like, well, this is kind of...
It just seems like rock and roll now. Yeah.
Does it appear that way to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything now is just like so the bass heavy and all that stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get into this later on in the program. Oh, there you are.
Hi.
I thought you would be in your car listening to Black Sabbath this morning.
I was actually
jamming.
Well, I was actually doing Crazy Train. Osbourne!
When I think of Crazy Train, I think of you, Jamie White.
I do. I feel like it's my theme song.
It's your go-to?
It's my theme song, yeah. So.
You and the girls?
And then I was singing, Mama, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
I was singing all of it.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I was singing all of it.
Yeah, you're in deep depression today, aren't you? Such a Black Sabbath fan you were.
I was. Yeah, I was just an Ozzy fan.
I was telling the guys.
Not really like Black Sabbath, but Ozzy, just in general.
Yeah, but just telling them, I listened to part of the... I'd never listened to Black Sabbath, okay? I'm not a metal guy. I know that's hard to believe, but I'm not. But I've been listening to it over the past, 24 hours since his death, and it doesn't seem as metal as it used to seem. I don't know what. Seems like it's softened up a bit for me. I don't know what's happened.
What do they call it? Hair rock? What is that called?
Hair band.
Like a hair band. Yeah. It's not quite that.
No. Yeah. No, I don't know what it is. All right, we'll get into some of this later on in the program. You okay? Everything good?
Oh, everything's great.
Good.
Literally great.
What's going on? Did you win the lottery?
What's going on?
Yeah,
I got no problems.
Nice.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't put that, like, you know what I mean?
We
like,
all have problems.
Yeah.
All of us have problems. Okay.
I don't really have
you
any.
You have nothing.
I have
nothing on your mind that's kind of keeping you up at night.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Wow. Isn't that weird?
Man, I do. Jeepers, creepers.
Like what? What's going on with you?
Oh, just everything keeps me up at night.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. I literally thought that yesterday. I go, dude, I have no issues. Like nothing is stressing me out. Nothing's bothering me. Like I was like, is this okay? Yeah. Or have I blocked something out? I don't know.
Yeah. Now that you've said that, things are going to pop up today like crazy.
I know,
crazy.
Right?
You
know?
Yeah. You just jinxed yourself.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
By this time tomorrow, you're going to be full of problems.
Right? Like my truck's going to break.
Oh, yeah,
right. Like everything.
It's
somebody's
going to
steal my credit.
Yeah. I'm not talking about life altering, but there are going to be things that pop up now that you've said that.
Exactly.
That you're going to be like, oh, I wish I'd never said that.
No, I was even excited because my garbage disposal broke yesterday. I was like, yep, well, there's your problem. But I pushed the little button, reset, you know, underneath the sink. It's
fine.
Go.
Wow.
All right, good to hear.
Yeah.
No problems with
no
Jamie
problem.
This morning. Now, me, basket case.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. I got FOMO this morning.
What?
I'm sitting here listening to you and Carson.
Yeah.
I got no rain yesterday. You guys got flooded out.
Oh, my God.
I got nothing.
And, dude, that the lightning was insanity.
I didn't get that either.
Oh, my God. It shook the house. I mean, it was just awful.
It was wild. And I was going to DIA to pick up Bree last night, and it was all around me.
Was she delayed?
No.
Oh, wow,
actually, right when I got to the airport, it was like clear.
Really?
It was still cloudy,
but
it wasn't even raining. But the lightning, I thought for sure I was going to get hit on the highway.
Where did they go? Storyland or something?
Yeah, Storyland in New Hampshire.
This is the craziest place. I've never heard of Storyland. Have
Me
you?
Me either. No.
It's kind of like it reminds them of the North Pole up in Colorado Springs.
Right.
As far as like, those kind of rides and stuff like that. But I will say Humpty Dumpty is really creepy.
But it's... But it's all the different, like, fairy tales, right? That's what the whole premise is?
Yeah, it's amusement park built around different child stories.
Yeah.
And how long has it been there?
A while.
Because you would have thought with my, you know, I got older kids. Jamie's got a 19-year-old, 18-year-old. And you would have thought you and I would have heard
of
this.
I've never heard of it in my
life. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and it's tucked away in New Hampshire.
I feel really bad. My kid never got to experience it.
Oh, well. How'd you find it?
Actually, so her dad, her stepmom actually
They live
knows
near
about,
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
They live in Connecticut.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like the East Coast version of the North Pole, like we have.
Right.
So you guys got a ton of rain yesterday,
and
right?
And light, I mean, you know how much I hate the lightning.
I know. I know, Jamie.
No, like, BJ, Kylie, my like one of my best friends, we live a golf course away from each other. Was like, oh my God, I think it hit my house.
It was no joke.
it's nasty. It can get nasty.
Oh,
I drove
God.
Yesterday, so I leave the house. I'm going to go pick up Frog at camp. And I got to take him to tutoring. And I leave Littleton. I drive for the next 2.5-3 hours and saw nothing.
Nothing?
Saw nothing.
What
Absolutely
about you,
nothing.
Did you get lightning?
Yeah, thunder? It did rain over at my house.
I thought it was going to tornado at once. We had sheer winds that were going. It was
raining sideways.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was really crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really awful.
All right.
Anyway.
Over the weekend, did you get that DMV text about your license are going to be suspended? The new one that's out.
They've been going around for a year.
Oh, well, I know, but I'm just saying there's a new one. There's a new one that people are, the news stations are talking about this morning that is even more intense and more threatening. And not only that, it's not to you. It's to you and a group of people. Mine was 9 people on my text.
I got that yesterday.
Did you?
I did too.
To a bunch of people?
Yeah.
I had 5 on mine.
3 people replied with the middle finger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, I was like, stop replying. Stop.
Yeah, don't reply, right?
You know,
yeah.
These things are going out everywhere. Everybody's getting them. And they're really threatening. They're giving you like 48 hours to get the job done and to get this thing paid, or you're going to be suspended. Your vehicle's going to be taken from you. Registration.
Wait, it's funny. I did get it. Hold on. Let me read it to you. That's weird. I don't even notice when they're those spam ones, you know, because it doesn't
disregard
even
disregard them.
Yeah, it was Monday at 2:23.
Yeah, see, the only thing about this one that's different is it's going to mass amount of people, which would they lop you into a group, hoping that somebody gets sucked in and then others follow.
California State Department of Vehicles. Yeah. Is yours from California?
No, mine's from Colorado.
No, ours is Colorado.
California State Department of Vehicles final notice enforcement penalties begin on July 22nd.
Wow.
Our records show that as of today, you still have an outstanding traffic ticket in accordance with California State Administrative Code 15CC32443.
Wow.
I want to be on the California list. If Jamie gets to be on it, I want to be on California too.
Please pay immediately before enforcement to avoid license suspension and further legal disputes.
And then reply
and reopen this message.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same verbiage. They just changed the state.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And these con artists. I wonder what percentage of people actually go back in and put their information in.
Here's another one I got. Coinbase withdrawal code is 9143221.
I got
please
that too.
Do not share this code with anyone. Yeah. If you have not requested this, please call. And then there's a phone number for support.
Mine says that I have like $9 million sitting there.
Oh, nice.
Here's your code to withdraw it.
Wow.
Man, that was tempting yesterday.
Yeah,
I got that one yesterday. I'm like, oh man, if it's $9 million, even though I know it's not mine, I should go get a piece of that.
Well, it's weird because I own the stock Coinbase. I actually own the stock. And so I was like, is somebody in my stocks?
Yeah.
Like, how do they know I own Coinbase? Yeah.
Well, I got it. I don't own any.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just bad. You're just so happened to be random. Okay.
And then my girlfriend got one from Amazon that said, please, your package could not be delivered because your credit card service, something, call about Amazon.
No. Man, they think of everything.
They do, don't they?
Literally, they hit you everywhere.
I think that's the one I got when I fell for it. Remember?
Yeah.
That's the only one I'm falling for, but I did fall for one.
Yeah.
Here's the story on this new DMV text message that's going around.
Scammers posing as trusted organizations and public agencies hoping you'll click on a link that can lead you to disaster. Ugh. The FBI says it's important to think before you act and never click on suspicious links.
People are trusting by nature. Trust but verify. Whether it be an email you receive, a phone call, the bad guys and gals can now spoof telephone numbers to make it seem like it is from your bank's fraud department. Or a text message that you get from a toll agency.
Yeah, tolls. Those tolls. Those they say tolls. You haven't paid them yet.
And I probably haven't.
That's the problem. When I read one of those, I think,
it could be.
Ozzy Osbourne dead at 76. Tabloid trash is coming up.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Take me in, lead us into. I don't remember what I have to do. And I'm gonna lose my way. And
boy.
He really came through at the end when he hit three and the old ball game. That was solid.
Somebody, they did like some type of an analysis on it. He got 10% of the song right.
Oh, nice.
But when you watch the video of that, the crowd loves it.
Yeah.
They say he got 90% wrong, but it was perfect. It was perfect.
If you want a tearjerker, I will tell you, go to the BJ and Jamie Facebook page. I posted an AI of his life going backwards. It's AI of him getting out of the wheelchair that he's in, and then it takes him all the way back to when he was a teenager.
Wow. 21 years old?
Yeah.
It's great.
Isn't it good?
I don't know who does those.
I know.
Well, it's AI. But that's a great video.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah. And it's scary and creepy and all this stuff. All right, anyway, I didn't know he had six kids.
I had no idea. Had no idea.
Kids. It's crazy. I guess he had three with Thelma. The first woman he was married to, we're talking about Ozzy Osbourne. He married a woman named Thelma, and they had three kids, one of which was adopted. His mm-hmm. name was Elliot. He also had Louis. Louis, and Jessica Starshine. Nice name. Jessica Starshine was in the book. And she said basically, she wrote a book or she was in a book, and she said basically that he wasn't around, that he left to record in the U.S. when she was 6 months old, and then when he would come back and see her or whatever, she said it was chaotic, he was out of his mind.
Yeah.
So she really wasn't raised by him at
all. Yeah, and I read some of the scripts that are being put out there by Louis. Louis is another kid of his that lives, I think, in New Zealand. And he just said the only thing he remembers of Ozzy, just a drunk dad. That's all he knew.
Sad.
A drunk dad.
And, you know, we never see Amy. Amy's with Sharon. Sharon and Ozzy had a daughter named Amy, and she just kind of stayed out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
She wasn't in the Ozzy's, the TV show. It was just Jack and Kelly that were in the Osbournes, but she was never seen. She just didn't want to be a part of it.
I did see where, like, all these kids, except for two, I think it was, were there when he died.
Oh, two weren't there?
Well, two kids weren't there.
Oh, that's
not. Yeah, I guess. But I guess some of these others were all there. Names that we're not familiar with.
All we really knew was Kelly and Jack because they were such a prevalent part of the Osbournes. Here's a little compilation of that show, number one.
Oh, hang on a second. I got to refresh it because I didn't see it in here. There it is. All right.
Rock and roll! Sharon! Sharon!
I'm doing stuck on the Weather Channel.
Bubbles!
Get the bubbles!
Oh, come on, Sharon! I'm Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness. Evil, evil, fucking evil. I've had a bullet of bubbles. And...
Who pissed on my carpet? That bastard dog, man. I'm going to throw you in the terrorist.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself. You're a man.
I remember being younger and watching this with my dad and him going... What is he even saying?
That was the running joke. Like, no one could even tell what he was saying.
No. And the thing was, when that show started, if you were a Black Sabbath fan, you knew Ozzy Osbourne. A lot of people didn't. They just knew a name. That's all you knew because you didn't have the internet. You didn't have all the, you know, exposure that you got today. When that show started, everybody, their jaw dropped. They're like, oh, my God. Who is this dude? He's a mess.
I have two funny stories about Sharon Osbourne. One was she was doing her television show. She was kicking it off, and she was doing a press tour. So they gave her phone. She didn't want to come in studio or anything like that. So they gave us her phone number, and we called them. And literally, Ozzy was in bed with Sharon going, why are you talking so much? It's so loud. Go to bed. And then the second one is I got to shoot a pilot for a talk show on her set. So she had just wrapped up, and then they brought in my crew to shoot this pilot. And she has all these little dogs, right? She has so many little dogs. But she was the nicest person on the planet. She was like, I hope it goes well. You know, use anything you want. Just the nicest human ever.
She seems genuinely very a nice person. And for her to put up with him all those years,
God, right?
I mean, think about what all he put her through.
Yep.
And she stuck with him through thick and thin, man. They were tight as a couple.
So, they say that his ask was that when he passes away, he doesn't want people to mourn. He doesn't want to have a mournful funeral. He wants to have a rock and roll party and a joyful celebration. So.
I saw some of the, some of the planning for the funeral, and it looks like they're going to rock the place.
They'll probably do it in England, right?
I think so. I think they do it over there.
Their house is for sale in Hollywood.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's for sale for $18 million.
Wow. They said once he got over there to do that concert that he did 17 days ago, I saw, and again, we don't know how much is true. I mean, you'll get the truth later on. But according to this report, is they weren't sure he's going to make it back home. They thought that
they moved there.
No. After the concert, I'm saying. After the concert.
Oh, like the actual
that he was going to fly back to L.A., but they weren't sure they could even get him back here. You're right, but he was going to go back.
Because they don't live in L.A. anymore. They moved to England, so who knows? It's the internet.
Well, it said that they weren't sure they could get him back to L.A. because of his illness. He was too weak.
He has Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so sad. Or had.
Maybe they had a commitment here or something. I don't know.
Could be. Metallica wrote, Ozzy, rest in peace. It's impossible to put into words what Ozzy Osbourne has meant to Metallica. Hero, icon, pioneer, inspiration, mentor, and most of all, friend. And it goes on. And I mean, out of everybody that talked about him, Metallica wrote like a whole letter about him.
Yeah.
How he impacted their life, and that they love Sharon and their family, the bandmates, that they made everybody feel like friends. They had a very large circle of friends. Actually, I was looking at their LA house just now, the one that's for sale, and I love this because I just think it's cool. They used chalkboard paint in one of the rooms, yeah. And everybody signed on it, right? It's so cool. I love that idea. I have it in my cabin, and people write, no fish. I caught no fish. I caught no fish.
The whole Ozzy ending, though, you couldn't have scripted this thing any better.
I know, it's crazy.
You really couldn't have.
I agree.
I mean, the way he went back, he did all that, raised all that money for Parkinson's disease, him having the disease. He was up there in that chair, couldn't even stand up. And then 17 days later, for him to just call it, farewell, it was crazy how it was written out.
Speaking of properties, Will Smith, they're saying, hasn't really been doing a lot of work. And so he has multiple homes, and I think he blows through money. They're saying that he's having to sell a lot of his real estate assets to get cash to keep up with all his enormous bills.
What? Now he's broke? Everybody's broke.
That's crazy to think about Will Smith.
What was crazy to think about Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it says the move comes amid rising expenses tied to lifestyle, taxes, investments that have gone bad, even as his career earnings are slowing down, and so he's having to sell stuff.
I will say, and Jamie, you can back this up, you lived in Hollywood, those people that live that lifestyle like him, with all the security and everything that they demand every day, they spend bukus of money. I mean, we're talking deep pockets here.
Well, remember their support staff, or their support staff. So their agent gets 15%, right? Their manager gets 10% of their whole, whatever they bring in. And then they have all, their personal lawyers. It's a lot of money.
State of California gets 40%.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it drains them. And this is a daily thing they go through. I mean, they're paying drivers, assistants. They're paying somebody every single day to be around them. Cooks.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw that Zuckerberg, it cost him to have, so he has a big boat, right?
Yeah.
And I follow some of those yacht things just to make me feel bad about me. So
I kind of like it. I like boats.
I love boats. But we'll never have their boats. And it kind of makes you feel bad about yourself. It's like it laughs at you. Yeah. Anyway, so he has a ship, his own personal ship, and then he has a support ship, right? Okay, because I guess if anything happens to that ship out in the ocean, then he can go on to his support ship. That's the new
rage. Got a backup boat, yeah.
Yeah, backup boat with a helicopter pad. Anyway, they say it costs $198,000 a day.
Yeah.
A day to run those boats. Think about that.
I believe it.
$198,000 a day to run those boats? There's no way.
Yeah, the annual maintenance on it is just $30 million.
Crazy.
And they have a staff for the ship of 40 people or something.
Even being a billionaire, you can still run out of money.
Yeah, you can.
You can. When you're giving up, $2 million a week.
Yeah.
You can run out of money.
Crazy. All right, there you go, Tablet.
I wouldn't have thought Will Smith. I wouldn't have thought he was in financial trouble, though.
No.
I mean, that guy's got so much in the bank as far as royalties with all the movies and music and everything he's got. I would have never guessed.
Well, who knows? It's the internet.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Wednesday. I don't know how I did it, but I missed all the rain and lightning yesterday. I don't know.
That's so weird.
How do I do that? And it happens a lot to me.
Hey, yeah.
You guys will get rain. I get nothing.
Isn't there a couple of fires going on, too?
Yeah.
From the lightning strikes?
Yeah. I don't know exactly where, but yeah, you're right.
Well,
there are fires.
If you ever want to download a really good app about fires, in fact, I thought of you because I think last week you had one close to your house.
Why didn't you call me? You have the alert. 9 times out of 10, if there's one anywhere near my house, you're calling me, Jamie.
So it's called Watch Duty. Watch Duty. And it has a flame on it. It's the app has a flame, and it's free. and it'll show you exactly where all the fires are. Mm-hmm. And you
no
put,
kidding.
Yeah, you put your house in it, and then it'll show you where fires are close to your house.
So there was one in my neighborhood?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Yep, sure was.
What the hell was
like
that?
Chatfield State Park.
Yeah.
Area. I got to get more alert.
You do.
I need to start catching on to these apps, Bam.
Right now, there's one that's kind well, it's not that close to Conifer, but it's called the White Hawk Fire, and it's 1.8 acres. So there you go.
All right. So yesterday it was revealed. The Bridge to Nowhere, they called it. Well, it's going nowhere because it got defeated with the online survey. Jared Polis, our governor, he was all about this thing. And then he decided, hey, you know what? I'm getting a little backlash. People don't want to spend $27 million for a bridge. Here's what I'll do. I'll put it on the internet. What could go wrong on the internet, right?
Right.
We even predicted, oh, this is going to be bad. The internet can be brutal. All right, here are the results after 5 days of people voting.
In just about 5 days, over 82,000 people said no to this proposal to make a bridge from here all the way over to the Capitol. That means only about 3 to 4% of people actually wanted it, which was an idea to celebrate Colorado's 150th anniversary next year. The project drew criticism from numerous groups, including veterans who said their monuments and memorials would be, quote, desecrated by the bridge. Opposers also did not like the $20 million price tag.
Down the drain.
I think we actually have him talking, too, on number two, right here. Right here in this system.
All right. Yeah, Let me find that. Here's the governor.
Over 84,000 people replied to the survey, which is huge. I mean, that's like huge. I've done very small things in the past, had 1,000 or two. I mean, this level of interest is amazing, which is very exciting that so many people are interested in Colorado's 150th birthday, America's 250th. And overwhelmingly, about 94% don't want to do the walkway. So I am going to do everything I can to make sure there is no walkway built. And 94% of the survey participants agree with that.
There's very few things that you can put out there for a vote that will get 90% or 94% no.
Very few. I know.
I mean, it's very few. That's how much people hated this idea.
And I will. Okay, listen. Can we just give Polis, I mean, I know I love his tennis shoes and stuff, but can we give him credit for being funny?
What?
Because he was funny. He posted a picture on Facebook under Governor Jared Polis, and he's in an orange, you know, like a vest, like a construction vest. And he's basically saying, look, I commit my time and effort to prevent the walkway from ever being built ever. I'm going to chain myself to the Capitol Plaza. I will make it stop. Don't you worry. And it was, you know, it's funny. Like, he did something funny.
That's the only way you can answer that poll.
Yeah, yeah.
I never could figure out how a bridge being built was a celebration of 150 years. A celebration would be like have a concert. A big party in the park, something, a celebration. How is a bridge a celebration? I didn't even understand the connection.
It's like kind of a monument, you know, thing probably.
Yeah. Well, and again, the veterans were upset about it because it was going to block one of their monuments.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of more important than a bridge.
Man, oh man, 94%.
I told you, the way that I saw the design built, it's like in a circle, so it'll take you an hour to get across the street.
And now we have a $27 million surplus. What are we spending on now?
Well, he hadn't raised the money yet.
Oh, crap. So, and you had a good idea. Off air, you said that he looked like the village people with that vest on,
right? He did. Yeah, he did.
He looked like he could be a member of the village people. Maybe that's what you do for the celebration. You bring in the village people.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You add him as the road maintenance guy or whatever.
YMCA. That's the way to celebrate, man. Well, the Bridge to Nowhere goes nowhere. There you go. It's a settled deal.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, have I got something for you, Jamie White.
What?
Well, you know that since you got back from Hawaii with the vacation and everything, you have been just so, I mean, enthralled is the word. You have been so into pickleball.
Yeah.
I mean, you are.
I am a pickleball connoisseur.
I mean, you've bitched. No, you've not played.
I haven't played, but I've talked about it.
You haven't got a outfit or anything. I mean, you're not that deep yet. But
no, but we have plans. Like, if I showed you my text, there are big plans on the text.
Stop your plans. BJ's got your plans.
Oh, what?
I got your... Oh, I almost said something I shouldn't say.
Why would you
I got your plans right here, pal.
What is it? Okay.
It's called Pickle Match. It's a dating app for pickleball players.
Oh, dear God.
Ooh, yes! Jamie!
What if pickleball could be used to meet someone who's more than a friend? Someone who's got your back on and off the court?
Yeah, he definitely said it was a joke.
A joke that turned into reality. That was after Annalise Niebauer tried other dating apps that all felt like work.
Creating profiles on all the different apps and answering all the questions, and then you connect with people. You have to have kind of like small talk chat for like a week, then you coordinate a place to meet, and usually like the vibe is not really strong, or there's like no real connection when you actually meet them.
You want to see my balls?
Then, in hopes of a quicker connection, she started filtering people based on an activity that she loved.
They didn't all turn out to be romantic, but I'm still good friends with a lot of the people that I met in that way.
That's when she got the idea for Pickle Match, a new dating app using pickleball as an icebreaker. Your profile could include your skill level, your favorite pro player, and your favorite courts. The app is still being tested and finalized, but will soon be available to you.
Who's your guys' favorite pro player?
I don't know. There you go. Pickle Match.
I didn't even know there were pro players, to be honest with you. Did you guys
there
know
there was
this?
A tour. Remember the tour that came here?
I know, but are they pro?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on ESPN every week.
My God.
Yeah, pickleball tournament.
So who's your favorite?
Billy.
Mine's got to be Johnny Pickle.
Yeah.
Johnny Pickle. All right,
there you go. Okay. Pickle Match.
Yeah, wow.
You show up looking for love.
You know, I've never been on a dating app. Maybe this is my calling. Maybe this is Jesus saying, hey, it's time to be on a dating app.
I got to tell you, when I first heard this, I thought of that. Jamie sent me some pictures the other day, and it was a local media outlet, we'll just go with that, okay? And they tried to pull off this dating type of happy hour thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looked so pathetic.
Nobody was there.
It looked so pathetic. Everybody there was 65 plus,
yeah,
okay, first
was,
of all.
Nobody,
okay?
I would go.
There was like four people.
I said, this is so sad. I go, look at this, you know, blankety blank. I go, I go, nobody showed up to their event.
It was so embarrassing. I mean, there was maybe nine people there and three were gay. Okay.
Yeah.
So they, I don't know if they went to the right
staff.
I don't know if they went to the right party or not, but every picture were the same people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same people. Some guy sitting on a couch scratching his belly.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I'm thinking out loud, but I mean, all right, here's who you're going to get on the pickleball dating set. You're going to get a person like Powerball Pete. Somebody round and bright red.
Right. I hear he's a catch, though, so I don't know. Might be something you want. The rumor is he's a real catch.
That's so funny in so many ways.
It's so inside them. I cannot. Okay, guys, look, I know Jamie White, okay? I've been around Jamie for a long time, okay? Jamie White would not fit into your pickle match, okay? It ain't going to happen, okay? She is not going to fit. You're not going to fit in any social that you show up looking for love. First of all, that is just... It just seems weird to me.
Well, I don't know. Alina's on all the match sites, like all the dating sites.
No. I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about where you go to an event.
For a specific thing.
Specifically to hook up.
Yeah.
To meet somebody.
Let's meet for pickleball.
Yeah, let's meet, and you and I are going to hit it out of the ballpark, and we're going to be together forever. We'll have children together, okay? That just seems so weird to me.
Although, Farmers Only is my jam.
So, pickleball match. You're in or you're out?
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
She's out.
Oh, well. Thank you, though, for trying. Oh,
I always think of you, yeah. Jamie. You know me. I'm your buddy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that love
that
for you.
That is crazy. Wow.
Coming up next, Ozzy Osbourne, dead at 76. Got some audio, little tribute. All right, it's next.
BJ and Jamie.
Your feed, whatever you follow, is probably loaded up with Ozzy Osbourne this morning. He passed away at 76 years old yesterday. Jamie brought this up last hour, and I had no idea. This guy had six kids.
Yep.
We only knew the two that were on the TV show, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Kelly and Jack.
And I think there was a third with Sharon.
Amy.
Yeah, and I never heard of these kids.
Yeah, so Amy chose not to be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they would talk about her a little bit, but she just didn't want to be on it.
Yeah. It was shocking yesterday to see it. We all knew he wasn't in good health, right? But it was shocking to see that it happened yesterday. 17 days after doing that concert in England, where he raised all that money for Parkinson's disease.
I know, but it's like you kind of said, way to go out, though.
Here's a great farewell.
Right? It is.
I mean, you couldn't have written the script any better for Ozzy.
Yeah.
And like you said, Jamie, last hour, which I had not read this yet, is that he doesn't want a funeral per se, like most funerals. He wants people to rock and roll, right?
He wants a celebration, and he wants it joyful.
I wonder how they're going to do that. I wonder if they're going to actually have like a concert at his funeral.
I'm sure so many people want to play.
Yeah.
You know, his songs.
That
and
would
stuff.
Be amazing to see all the artists come together and do something like that.
If you remember, if you were born then, about 30 years ago, the Osbournes was the first reality show to really hit TV. I mean, I don't know if it was actually the first, but it was big. It was big and one of the first. It certainly set the paved the road for everybody else to do a reality show. The Osbournes were hysterical because we all got to see what Ozzy Osbourne really was like. And it was shocking.
You know what I didn't know? I didn't know he got called the Prince of Darkness because he didn't know that bat was dead. So he bit, he thought it was a prop.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That he thought the bat was dead or whatever, or they thought it was a prop or something, and he bit the head off of it, and he immediately had to start rabies shots.
Yeah.
Like they put him in the hospital and he had to start rabies shots.
I swear, I watched some of these videos yesterday, Jamie, and I just laughed because he's so hysterical.
Was he the one that he and Vince Neil of Motley Crue, they bet each other and he had to end up snorting a line of ants? Was it Ozzy?
I
want
to say it was. Yes.
It is. Yeah. It's in the Netflix show.
You know, these stories that Jamie's saying right now, which I've never heard any of these, you're going to keep getting these over the next several months because Ozzy Osbourne was really eccentric. He was unbelievably different than everybody else. He was bizarre, but hysterical.
He was also like, Sharon had to shut down. He was on the, I forgot the name of the tour. But anyway, he was on the tour and she had to shut it down because he was so jacked up.
Yeah.
And he couldn't finish the tour and she put him in rehab.
I have so much respect for her.
Yeah.
Because she stuck by him through thick and thin. She had every reason to leave this guy.
Boy, she sure didn't look like she looks now when he started dating her.
Yeah.
No. She had a whole different face.
Yeah. It's kind of wild to see the transformation.
Isn't it?
Because I remember just watching that TV show and I was like, oh my gosh, Sharon's like genuinely just a beautiful woman. And now it's like, maybe he overdid it just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I don't think Ozzy even noticed.
I don't think he did either.
He doesn't know anything. All right, I got a couple of clips I want to play real quick here. Ozzy Osbourne, dead at 76. A lot of fans out there, especially with the TV show that came along. This first one from the TV show. This first one is, he's coming out of his Prince of Darkness bat cape, man cape. Okay, we'll call it a man cape. And somebody's stolen his beer.
Oh, gosh.
He's looking for his beer. There's a beer thief in the house.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
And he just stands there looking at her. He drank all of his beer, but he thinks there's a beer thief in the house.
I mean, if you actually think about it, it's kind of tragic, like that we're just watching this guy, like just all jacked up.
And it was years of drugs and alcohol. I mean, I saw a clip yesterday where he goes into all the stuff he was taking. He says he got rid of all that. Eventually, he got too old for it. But I mean, this guy was just getting ripped at a young age. All right, this clip here, I got one more for you. He's trying to make a sandwich in the kitchen, and the cat is on the counter. They've had this cat for 15 years, okay? 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to make a chicken sandwich, and the cat wants the chicken, right?
Now, f*** off, guy. Gus, Jim, Bill, whatever your name is. Your name's going to be dead if you touch this chicken. I'm going near my chicken. You understand? I don't even go there. F*** off.
Bless his heart. Right.
My favorite part of that show is that little dog would always poop on the carpet.
I know.
He would just lose his mind.
He would cuss at him. He'd be so mad. Literally, they have an $18 million house, And this dog is not trained at all.
At all.
And I think it was the first time I ever saw in live, or not live, on TV, actual dog poop live. Right?
What he peed on the carpet. I saw this clip yesterday, and Ozzy walks up and says, "Shit! Does he have a bucket in his head?" Because there's so much pee out there. The clips are hysterical. You're going to get them, too. I mean, you're going to see so many different clips out there. And, of course, you're going to see this song. It's all over the internet this morning. Ozzy Osbourne, dead at 76.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Sorry, I don't know what that was. All right, yeah, as we mentioned, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know if y'all heard. He passed away. And so that was sad. Everybody was sad. I don't get it when people say, I'm literally crying. Why? I mean, you know, why?
Yeah, I get it if family says that. Yeah. But other than that, I don't really get it.
I've been crying all night.
Well, I don't know. Remember, I sat there and watched the Michael Jackson funeral and I cried. You that was the last time I cried.
Yeah. Because you love pedophiles.
Well, I like moonwalkers. That's what I like. Okay. Yeah, it's not the pedophile part. Oh, okay. It's the moonwalking part I loved. Yeah. And then that usher got up there singing. And man, did he bring the house down. It was beautiful.
And now we kind of freaked out about Usher because we're like, did you touch Justin Bieber?
Who, Usher?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Did he?
I don't know.
I ain't going there.
I think Usher was keeping him safe.
No, he was part of the Diddy camp.
Yeah, but I think...
Protector, wasn't he?
I think he was trying to protect Justin.
That's the way they painted it.
And that's not what I saw at all.
Well, you're on a different website.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep. Right, anyway, let's see. I already read that one. No, I'm not going to read that one. I'm really kind of not organized. I don't know if you noticed, but anyway. Gwyneth Paltrow. I guess she is letting Chris Martin stay in her L.A. house, and her husband is not happy about this at all. So Chris Martin broke up with Dakota Johnson, who is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson, and Dakota Johnson was in that 50 Shades of Grey. You probably saw it. But anyway, they broke up, and now Chris Martin, who they, what did they quietly quit? No, they consciously uncoupled. What did they do?
I don't know.
Consciously uncoupled?
Was it consciously uncoupled?
I don't know.
I think so.
All right, anyway. So Gwyneth Paltrow and her ex, Chris Martin, you know, they broke up, and now he's staying at her house, and Gwyneth is like, I guess her current husband is like, you are not letting him stay at the house. And she's like, yes, I am. And he's like, no, you're not. And then she's like, yeah, I am.
That is weird.
I agree.
Yeah. You know? If I'm the current husband, I got to put up a flag on that one.
Well, yeah, plus you don't want him to go through your underwear.
Yeah, yeah. Say, hey, Toots, what are you doing here?
You think he calls her Toots?
Yeah, I bet he does.
I bet he does, too. Hey, that's Zach Bryan. He's a jerk, man. I know everybody, y'all love him, and he has, you know, a lot of music out there and stuff, and he was with that chicken fry girl and all that stuff, but he was not a very nice person. I guess a 14-year-old was really disappointed and said he waited for him, and he drove away like a jerk, and then Zach Bryan wrote back to a 14-year-old and said, you're not entitled, get off my D, and wrote out the words.
That's crazy.
Whoa. To a 14-year-old.
Why?
Did he know he was 14?
Well, you can tell by a picture. I didn't know. You know. He later followed up more tactfully, said, I went out and took pictures both nights, 1 and 3, and I needed rest on number two. And then night number two. And then somebody said, holy hell, if you can't take the criticism of a 14-year-old, why do you, why would people idolize you? They're the only reason why you're around. Don't forget who you are and why you're around. Is just, you know, because of his fans.
Like, seeing this really makes me want to watch that campfire video.
I know, because he's hot-headed.
That's gotta be crazy. Right? If he's going off on a 14-year-old like that.
And saying the D word and writing it out. Yeah. I know. You know he was. And they said that campfire video with Chicken Fry and all her friends, that he made every one of those girls cry. Like, sob. So, yeah. He did. Something happened. I mean, you can't make a group of girls just all sob. He must have been like, your boobs are little.
You're fat.
He just picked them apart. Exactly. One by one.
You're blocking the heat.
Yeah.
from the fire.
Yeah, I get it. You need braces. You know, just all going on.
Just mean.
Yeah, just mean, because they were all crying. Ooh, man. Maybe she will release it.
Those are hideous extensions.
Good one, BJ.
I'm trying to think of what would make you cry.
Did you guys see Tammy from 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Yes, I did. She looks great, doesn't she?
She does look great.
Well, until you see the full picture.
What do you mean?
When you go see the full picture. Well, I mean, that picture you have, but I went in and clicked because they said they had a full body picture of her now, that she's lost all this weight. And from the waist down, not so good.
She's lost 500 pounds, and she had body surgery.
They didn't take off enough skin. She might have to go back. Maybe she's got another session planned.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a phase process.
I will tell you this. She looks a lot healthier. Because at that fat 1,000 pounds or whatever she wasn't long for this earth.
No, she was tricked out and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a breathing machine.
She was a goner.
Yeah, so she underwent bariatric surgery in 2022, followed by skin removal procedures. She now has given a look on TikTok with the whole photo thing, and she looks amazing.
Yeah, you can tell she's proud, too.
Well, yeah,
she
right?
went through all that, and she survived it.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And for a while, she was like a fat addict.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she really was on the show.
I know she was.
I know you don't watch the show, but
I don't watch fat shows. Whatever the show's called.
I know.
Is it called The Fat Show?
No.
What was it called?
1,000 Pound Sisters.
Wasn't there something in Life?
600? My 600-Pound Life.
See, I get the fat shows all mixed up.
Yeah. My 600-Pound Life, I think it's a, what is he, that doctor? He's on, he's like, no, you're fat because you eat too much.
Yeah, he's ruthless.
It's Dr. No-No or something. Yeah. I don't know. He's the funniest guy.
He is.
Because all these people give him excuses like, you know what? I'm not even eating. He's like, your body will say differently.
Yeah. You're lying.
It's Dr. Now.
Dr. Now.
Yeah.
Not No-No. No. Anyway, he is funny. Do you have a little clip of him?
Yeah.
Can we play it? All right, here we go.
I'm very motivated. If it's a pile of dog crap there and you told me to bend over and start eating it, that's what I would do.
I can't believe I'm almost in the upper 600s.
She's trying to get up.
So it's actually kind of down the hall to the right.
Okay. She can't get through the doorway now.
To the right.
I'm doing play-by-play.
I'm going to let the doctor know that they're ready.
Okay. Hold on.
So far, we haven't
heard anything from him so far.
How's I did.
Maybe
I've
he's
got
gonna
to
come
get
in.
Better.
He's gonna...
Just got to do better.
Okay.
Period. He shouldn't have to take care of me.
Doing?
What? Good, and you?
Good. All right, well, you must be the lady.
Yes, sir.
How was your trip down here?
Adventuresome.
What do you mean?
We broke down in 4-lane traffic.
So how is your car now?
I don't know. It's at the shop.
So that explains your rescheduling.
We might want to edit.
You know what? We'll get back to
that. Yeah, we may have to get back. That's going nowhere.
It says the best of him, and it's not best of him at all. He's not even him.
Talking about the car.
The car, yeah.
Took him forever to get there.
Yeah.
Get in the room. We'll work on that.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's a little fine tuning we need to do right
there. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? We tried, Fidel.
Missed the mark.
Fidel, we tried.
Missed the
all
mark.
All we could do. You know what? We just, it said best of him. It was not the best
Sometimes
of him.
Sometimes YouTube lets you down.
They really do. Mm-hmm. That YouTube, son of a gun. All right, let's see here. I don't have anything else for you. I'm going to work on that. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, July 23rd. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy today, and warm. It's going to be 88 degrees with a chance of rain. A lot of rain yesterday, not so much today, but there is a chance this afternoon. All right, let's get to this whole deal. Who is this, a friend of yours?
Yeah, my friend Sarah. You guys, okay. Oh my God. Okay, so my friend Sarah has 3 kids and a husband, and so they're right now are in Montana visiting her mother-in-law and husband, right?
Going to be there for a week.
Oh, they've been there for a couple days already. They're having a time of their life.
Yep.
Even Kylie said, go to a hotel. My God.
I think I would.
Dang.
So they walk in and all the furniture is covered in sheets and towels. Everything.
How old are the kids?
So let's see here. So,
they're young, aren't they?
No, they're like 12, 15, and 17.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of the triplets.
Oh, yeah, they're young.
Yeah, that's young. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, so, different family. Okay,
so
gotcha.
The youngest is 12.
All right.
So
12? That's the youngest?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I was expecting a lot younger.
It changes the whole story for me.
Doesn't it? That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
It changes the whole story for me. Because I pictured the triplets family.
Right.
That's a different family. And they've got, 4-year-olds and 3 of them. And they're all sticky and drooling and,
Right.
Picking their nose.
Yeah. And candy.
These are teenagers.
Yeah. These are full-blown teenagers. And the youngest is a girl. So she's very aware, like, keeping clean and stuff. Anyway, so they walk in, everything covered in sheets and towels, and Sarah's literally like, she took a picture. I just showed you guys. And she's like, I don't even know what to say.
Look, if they're covered in sheets and plastic, in my mind, I would think, well, maybe she does this all the time.
Yeah.
But the towels tells you that it was done just because they're coming to town.
The towels is weird.
There's no plastic. It's just
sheets. It's towels.
And towels. Yeah.
Towels tells you. You don't leave towels for a period of time. That's a brief encounter with a very sloppy family coming to town. In your mind.
And their house is, by the way, their house that they live in is gorgeous and completely pristine.
Oh, man.
So they're not dirty people at all.
But just have towels all over the couch.
How insulting.
I don't even know, what should I say something? And I was like, do not have wine. Because I know Sarah. And
it'll come out.
Yeah, it'll come out like, do you think we're dirty or something?
Then she spills the wine.
Exactly.
That's another problem.
So I just sent it to my friend Jolie. And I go, who does this remind you of? And she immediately wrote back, my mom. Because Jolie and her family, every time they go back to Southern Illinois, Myrna, their mom, makes them all take showers before they go to bed. Every single night, everybody has to take a shower. Her kids, her husband, everybody. And her husband doesn't even go back anymore. He's so angry about it. And so they all have to take showers because she doesn't want to get the mattress soiled.
Wow.
Yeah. She wants the mattress has to stay... stay perfect, and dirty bodies make dirty mattresses.
That's wild.
Can you imagine making people... How would I look at you and go, hey, you're staying at my house. You need to take a shower before you get in my guest bedroom.
Yeah, that's a little over the top. My wife makes Frog take a shower every night before he gets into bed. Okay, but that's just to teach him, that...
Hygiene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't demand a family that's visiting...
That's visiting. That
they have to take a shower before they go to bed.
Well, then, do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was at the water cooler. And I said, I was showing Carson the pictures, right? Yeah. And I go, oh, my God. And I said, I bet you do that. And guess what? He covers everything in blankets when the family comes to visit.
Listen.
I believe it.
Mainly on couches because last time they came and they stayed with us.
Did they say
the whole thing of Dr. Pepper right on the cushion? And it was such a pain. So we can strip the cushions off, but it's such a pain. If you've ever washed couch cushion covers, they're such a pain.
Look, did they notice it?
Oh, yeah.
The blankets?
Oh, well
I'm no, sure. No. Did they notice that you'd covered things since the last visit?
No, but I do it in a cognito kind of way.
There's no incognito of blankets on
that. No. I just, it looks like we just love blankets at our house. Especially on the couch. We love blankets.
And this just grew on us since your last visit.
Yeah, since your last visit.
We started loving blankets.
Fell in love with the blankets.
We love blankets. I've heard it all.
Oh, Lord.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. You were saying, oh, no. No.
It's not even a thing. Carson was just telling me the voice is only bringing back 3 coaches. And I was like, oh, no.
How many did they normally have? 4?
Four, yeah.
Doing 3? Yeah.
So who is it?
John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, and Adam Levine. And that's it.
I don't know. I don't like that. Because I will tell you this, I think Adam Levine and Blake Shelton were the best judges on The Voice.
Oh, the bromance was real.
It was. But then I don't know why Blake isn't coming back and they're not doing that because everybody loved them. But I feel like they had a falling out just between me and you.
Yeah.
Because Blake didn't invite him to the wedding. He invited him to sing. And that's kind of an insult, I think. Like, you know, you're going to perform.
You're the help.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like that he was getting so attached, connected with The Voice that he needed to separate just to get his career going again. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was becoming synonymous and it can be a little too much sometimes, right?
Well, it is now kind of in my head, all John Legend's known for. You're right. So,
It can become that and you don't want that. I mean, Ryan Seacrest went through that with the American Idol. You know,
I hope he makes it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope his career like takes off, that Ryan Seacrest.
Speaking of making it.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of making it. Remember a week ago when the Colorado Rockies drafted that kid, Ethan Holiday?
Yep.
Matt Holiday's son?
Yep.
Yeah. He's one of the brothers that are really good baseball players. They wrote him a check yesterday. He got a signing bonus just to sign with the team. They wrote him a check yesterday. Colorado Rockies. Whipped out $9 million for him.
Wow.
He's 18 years old, right out of high school, playing baseball. He got $9 million bonus yesterday.
How old's your kid?
Seven.
You need to work with him a little bit more on that field. Tell him not to use his hand that doesn't have a glove on it to catch the ball.
Is that crazy? No, you're right. I can't even imagine Frog, 12 years from now, getting a check. To sign for Major League Baseball for $9 million. And get this, with Matt Holiday, he played here, right? Everybody, pretty much, if you know baseball, you know who he is. He has two kids, one named Jackson, this one is Ethan. Ethan got $9 million. Just 2 years ago, Jackson got $8 million for signing as a bonus. What a family.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Although, I am, so sometimes I put pieces of what you say together. I am worried about your home.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, so you said two things that were red flags to me, okay?
What's that?
All right, first of all, I said, did you get the text about meeting with the boss? And you said, Frog had my phone all day.
After I picked him up, yes. Yeah, after I picked him up from camp and we went to tutoring, and then it would be 4 o'clock, so about 4 o'clock he got my phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Red flag to me. Okay, number two.
Okay.
Then you said,
why is that a red flag?
Because your kid is stuck on a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes it. Yeah.
Oh, I bet he loves it.
Makes him happy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Phones don't make me all that happy.
No,
but it makes him so damn happy. All right,
then,
what else?
Then the second thing you said is, ooh, there's a lot of baseball on today. That's good.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So in my
Rockies play today.
In my head,
there's
a little kid in the corner on a phone playing games, and you're in a recliner just watching baseball all day.
Let me clear it up for you.
That's like in my, just from the clues I heard.
Frog is at camp, okay? Mm-hmm. And my wife works from home, so she's in her office.
Uh-huh.
And it's just me and the dogs, okay? And the dogs love baseball, too. And so...
Huge fans.
I go home, feed the dogs, make myself a little lunch, and then I kick back for some baseball when it's during the day.
Okay.
If it's not on, I have to go to crime shows instead. So it's either shooting, stabbings, or baseball. One of the two, I guess.
Okay. And then what are you doing when he's on his phone the whole time? You go, oh, yeah, he's on my phone all day. I never saw the text.
Well, there's night games, too. So when he gets on the phone, then that's when I go to the night games.
Oh, gotcha.
There's baseball night games, too. And I can't wait for football season.
Oh, my God. You know?
By the way, that Bronco camp that starts on Friday, if you're going to go out to that camp, you better get online and get some tickets because nobody can get tickets right now.
I thought Paul was hooking you up.
No. I'm just saying, I've got a way of getting a ticket to get in there, but I'm just telling the masses that people that normally go out there for these practices, I think there's 13 of them that they're allowing the fans to come to. Normally, it's 3,000 people. Now it's down to like, 600 or something. Yeah, very few.
Nice.
But yeah.
Are you guys going?
I think so. Nice. I think me and my oldest son, I think Lee Harris, I think he's going to go with me. Yeah.
You make sure you give him your phone.
Yeah.
So he can entertain himself.
He loves phones too. I don't know what it is.
You know what I almost did, you guys? I'm so ashamed. So they have Blinko on your phone. Have you guys gotten that ad yet? You can play. I love Blinko. Obviously, you have to pay for it, and it's gambling. I almost signed up for Blinko on my phone, but I didn't. I was like, this is bad, Jake.
It's a gateway.
I had to have a whole talk with myself. Like, no, Do not sign up for Blinko on your phone. I love Blinko on Price is Right. You know, they drop that chip.
I've gotten the ad.
Yeah.
I've gotten the ad. I can see where it could be addictive.
That
Candy Crush and all those. I get it. Yeah. I get it. It could be.
And then I was like, ooh, you're not an addict after all. Yay.
Yeah, you can get hooked into that easily.
I don't have a gambling problem. Yay.
There's always today.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're. Itch. Sounds to me she's right on the cusp. Getting ready to pull the trigger on that.
For sure I am. Yeah, for sure I am. And that's why I was like,
a couple more ads and she's in.
Yeah.
Speaking of phones, real quick here, let me play this text thing again, okay? Because there's a scam out there with the DMV. Now, I know what you're thinking. There's been a scam out there for a long time. Yes, there has. Yes, there has. They've taken it to a different level with the threats, first of all, and now they're doing it in groups. It's a group messaging, hoping someone in that group will fold. Pull the trigger.
So weird.
Because once one person does, another person may reply to that person, and all of a sudden they've got you activated within that group chat. And this is DMV is what it's disguised as, that you owe money. If you don't pay, then you're in trouble.
Scammers posing as trusted organizations and public agencies, hoping you'll click on a link that can lead you to disaster. The FBI says it's important to think before you act and never click on suspicious links.
People are trusting by nature. Trust but verify. Whether it be an email you receive, a phone call, the bad guys and gals can now spoof telephone numbers to make it seem like it is from your bank's fraud department. Or a text message that you get from a toll agency. We say that pause. Take a breath. Don't act out of impulse.
E-470 Public Highway Authority has told Fox 31 that the public should be advised that neither E-470 nor Express Toll currently collect any payment or personal information through text messages.
You know, I think this is the only scam that's come along that all four of us have gotten.
I agree.
Within 48 hours.
Yeah.
I got mine a couple of days ago. You got yours. You just saw it on your phone.
I did.
Spadil got it too. This one here, I think a lot of people have this one.
Well, and the thing is, don't interact with it because I guess they're looking for the word like yes or whatever. I mean, even don't, like, because you said on yours, everybody was doing the flip-off thing.
Well, that was Spadil, but on mine, everyone was like, stop, scammers. We know this is a scam. It's like, why even engage with that at all?
Exactly.
Just delete it.
Because we don't know if they can find a word like the word yes or, you know, whatever a key word is.
They're sneaky.
They are sneaky.
Well, they also say that if you're engaging with them, they're more likely to keep trying to scam you because they know that that number works.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, they're trying to verify the numbers, what they're doing in their system, right?
Yeah.
And so all it takes is one. And then if you write to the person that, you know, answered it.
Yeah, stop scamming me.
Exactly.
Then they've got you, too, because they know yours works.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting this. Beware.
BJ and Jay.
So no pickleball matchmaking?
No.
You're going to do something else instead? Like the gun club or something?
No, my son and I are going shooting today.
The
thing is, I haven't been a member of the Centennial Gun Club forever, and I know you guys know what I'm talking about. So it says, you have an account already with this phone number. Well, yeah, but I don't pay for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it says, or you've tried that password 80 times, or you can't use any part of a password that has...
It's too similar to the last one you used.
Oh my God, it's maddening.
Well, it's part of the security. Gotta have it, Jamie.
Well, I know, but I can't even sign up for a new membership because my phone number exists with an old membership. It's just so bizarre. Somebody didn't test their system.
Yeah, well, I brought up the whole pickleball thing because I played that for you earlier that they're starting that pickle match thing. It's a dating app that for pickleball players. And now that I think about it.
It might be a great idea.
For pickleball?
Yeah, for pickleball people now are becoming like a thing.
Yeah. But you know? I mentioned after that, after I said that, I said, are you looking at the gun club? The gun club may be matchmaker there. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to matchmake people with guns.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You mean like have a singles night at the gun club?
Right. It was a fleeting.
I don't think I would go there.
It was a fleeting thought I had.
Yeah,
okay.
I
thought about it as I'm talking and I'm thinking, a little singles bingles. You know, throw in a couple of cocktails.
They don't have drinks there.
Well, I'm just saying, if you did a singles mingles with a gun club, it might not be so...
There's no bar at the gun club.
Well, then how can it be a club with no bar? I was just telling Jamie.
Oh, my God.
And look, I hope the guy, it works out for him. Travis Hunter's dad. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like that. Who is it again that we mentioned? The quarterback,
Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Senior. Patrick Mahomes Senior. Yep. Remember, he couldn't go to the Super Bowl. Finally, I think he got a pass to go. But Travis Hunter's dad, who played at Colorado, Travis Hunter, who did he won the Heisman, right?
Yep.
He won the Heisman. His father couldn't go to the Heisman because he's on probation, right? Well, he's been arrested again. The dad has. Senior.
Is this awful or what?
He's on probation. And he went missing on his ankle monitor for 18 minutes yesterday or a few days ago.
And the thing is, it's only 18 minutes. Why would they arrest him again? He's missing for 18 minutes.
He was gone for 18 minutes. Okay, you're instructed not to leave your house if that's what his is, and that's what it appears to be, because he's got a monitor on his ankle, and then he's got a device in the house that tells you when you leave the house that you've gone too far.
Okay. All right, question. Haven't you ever just like, I mean, I had this happen the other day. Nacho Doritos, right? Yeah. Like, I was like, oh my God, I want nacho Doritos so bad. But with Grubhub or any of the delivery or whatever, it's just not a big enough order. So you gotta go. You gotta go get your nacho Doritos.
Because you got a craving.
Yeah, he had a craving. I mean, it might have been for crack. I don't know.
Yeah, his craving probably got the best of him. Now, if I'm him, here's what I do, okay? If I'm in this situation, I tell the authorities, like, all right, listen, here's what happened. You know what? The dog got out. The dog got out, took off toward the road. I thought he was going to get hit by a car. He just took off down the road. It took me 18 minutes to catch that dog.
Now, that
okay?
actually is a great excuse.
And I, you know, when something like that happens, it's just an instantaneous response.
Although the dad you know, does, I just, he kind of, I feel like he's more of a cat owner.
My dog. Okay, let's go with the cat. Yeah, okay. The cat. And yeah. The cat, so be it. And I know that you can track where I went with the monitor. My cat ran straight to the liquor store.
Or that weird alley.
Yeah, or that alley. You ran into Jerome back there in that alley. You know what? Not my fault. I was trying to save my pet.
My God. Now, what is his kid worth?
Travis Hunter?
What, $50
million? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, you're the first pick. You won the Heisman. I mean, your contract's going to be huge. I don't know if he's... He did sign. But you got a signing bonus in there. I'm guessing $40 to $50 million.
Holy crap.
And that's just the start of his career.
Yeah, this is wrong because it says right now it's $6
million. No.
What are you seeing there, Schmidl?
No, it's got to be more.
He signed a four-year rookie contract that was $46.6
million. Oh, there you go.
Fully guaranteed.
Yeah. Fine. $50 million. Is what I was guessing. Then you got his endorsements. Put that on top of it.
They said they paid him $30 million up front.
Yeah, they gave him a huge signing bonus for it.
$30 million. And if, you put that in a high-quality mutual fund at like 10% interest? My God.
Hey, listen there, ankle monitor senior, listen to me, okay? Just get off of probation, okay? Your son's worth $50 million, mm-hmm. All right? You can run to the liquor store. You can do whatever you want to do. The world is yours. All you got to do is get off of probation, man. Just stay at home. Just stay at home, and whatever you need, just order it.
What's that app? It's like Grizzly or something, right? Grizzly?
Is it Drizzly?
Drizzly.
Oh, Drizzly.
I think it's Drizzly.
I've never ordered
as far as like alcohol and stuff like that. I mean, honestly, you can get it from everywhere. Grubhub, they all deliver
alcohol.
They
all deliver.
Restaurants will.
Yeah.
They'll deliver. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they do. I think you have to go drinks now. You can get them in a cup.
You have to go there, right?
Oh, I think you can get them delivered.
You might be able to.
I think there are some problems.
As long as they're sealed.
There's some shady ones out there, I'm sure. Sitting over to your house, right? I don't know. I don't order liquor to the front door. I have no idea. I'm just saying, this dude just needs to get off of probation. Man, your son is worth $50 million.
And you get arrested for being away for 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
I mean, was it worth it, really?
Well, if you save the cat, it is. We don't know. We don't know, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Can I make a statement about this Epstein thing?
No. Because it'll get political, because I'll tell you why.
All right. Hey, please?
No.
All right, why?
Well, last night, I just wrote up this thing on our Facebook page. I said, hey, everybody, just curious if anybody lives at the Spire downtown. It's a high rise with condos in it. I said, yeah. I feel like downtown's going to make a comeback at some point. And right now, condos are crazy affordable downtown. And I think it would make a great investment to buy a condo downtown.
Yeah.
Because I think, in you know, later on in life, everything might turn around and it might.
Everything's a gamble, Jamie.
It is. Yeah. And so.
Did it go ugly?
Oh, my God. They started fighting with each other.
What are they fighting over?
Being either a Republican or a Democrat or a Republican. And it just...
No, I mean, about downtown. What is it about downtown would cause a fight online?
Sanctuary city.
Just everything.
Crime.
Yes,
okay. Wasted money.
Denver will never come back.
Yeah,
because
roads suck.
The Dems have killed it. Polis.
Rockies blow.
Yeah, something about Polis is gay. I don't know. I mean, it went insane. And I was like... And my girlfriend Kylie is going to be my realtor or whatever. I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, my God, I saw that post. You might want to just take it down. And just got some
Well, what I'm about to say, or I'm asking permission to say, what I'm asking you permission to say, I don't think is.
Oh, you. Hey, a condo post was not no.
Mine is very sensical. Okay. And it's not. I think it's what any educated person would think, okay? Mine is this. What?
Really? You're going to go with, you think educated people will just be, you know.
Well, I would think this is common sense, and you know me, Jamie. I am the king of common sense, am I not?
Okay, all right, go ahead.
No, I think you would even agree with this, okay?
We'll find out, I guess.
Okay. Let me ask. All right, well, if you don't, then you're a dummy, okay?
Oh, right. No, now the challenge. Okay, here we go. Let's go.
That was a great setup there. Listen.
Okay.
Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. Nobody will shut up about this whole thing. Okay. And I don't care. I don't care one way or the other. Here's the way I see it. They raided all these places that he used to live or owned. Okay. From Florida to New Mexico to overseas, an island, all these places. We know for a fact they went in, they got hard drives, they got computers, they got videos, they got all kinds of stuff. Right. If any person in the world that's public, a politician, a Hollywood superstar, whomever. If you're on tape with somebody underage and you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, I say prosecute and name those people and go for it and go get it. If you don't have that, then it's all over with and done with. It's all, you got nothing. You got no evidence. But if you've got raw evidence, and I don't care if it's a current president, a past president, a Hollywood, Tom Hanks, whomever, I don't care.
Tom Hanks would never do that.
Well, they have him listed as
one of the what? Tom Hanks?
People.
Tom?
Yeah,
Tom?
But listen,
not Tom Hanks.
If
no,
you've
he
got
dances on piano keys, he's a good guy.
Okay, forget about Tom Hanks. Okay, listen, he just well, likes to be on an island with a volleyball. Any man that stays on an island with a volleyball, something going on there. But listen, if you've got that evidence, and I don't care who
did
it is, then you need to prosecute.
Freak you guys out.
Who?
Polar Express. Me too. I was totally.
It's a weird movie.
It is a weird movie. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
But that's my stance. Okay, can you disagree with that?
If they have the list, they should
no,
get in
no,
trouble?
No, 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 there's no list. Videos. If you've evidence. Got video, evidence, hard drives, you've got everything, and it shows an actual person that's a celebrity, whomever.
What was the point to Polar Express? Like, what was the end game?
Jamie! Can you disagree with that?
No, I mean, you can't. Yeah.
There you go. But that's where it's at. That's where it should be right now. If you've got evidence, prosecute the hell out of them. That's it.
I will say, like, the ICE exhibit at Polar Express didn't look anything. The conductor didn't look
really?
Anything like Tom Hanks. I was really disappointed.
Disappointed,
about that.
Yeah.
They didn't do it justice.
That ticket just flew away.
When you first said it, I thought you said the Polis Express.
No. Well, that's a different kind of train.
That's a really changing of the topic there, lady. Okay. No. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
And now, J
Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, you have to give it to him. He was a performer.
Right? And then when you watch the video, everybody in the stands is just laughing their butt off, pointing at Ozzy up there. But you know what? Everybody they talked to said it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect because it's Ozzy and it's exactly what we expected.
He opened, I told you this story before, he opened up the Palms Hotel on their opening weekend or whatever, and he literally had to hold onto the microphone stand and just singing like this. And I'm like, oh my God, he sang one song. Who knows what he got paid, right?
Seriously.
I'm sure he got paid millions or something, but he was just, oh.
Ozzy didn't play any instruments.
Yeah.
He's going to go down as one of the greatest rockers ever. He never played an instrument.
That's so funny, right?
He's like the David Lee Roth.
Yep.
You know what I mean? David Lee Roth never played anything, but he was the front man. That's all that mattered.
In a 2022 interview, Ozzy Osbourne told People he was prepared for his bat-biting moment from a 1982 Des Moines show to define his legacy, even in death. He joked, quote, "When I leave this place, it's going to be the man who bit the head off the bat." I guess he thought that the bat was dead and a prop, like a stage prop. He didn't even think it was real. And he bit the head off. And then they took him to the emergency room to start. What are those? What is bat scary? Rabies shots. Yeah, rabies shots.
Yeah, if you want to Google something this morning, Jack, the son, one of the sons, which we all know from the TV show. But Jack has written in the last 24 hours what the leading up to his death was like and where and the things that they were talking about and the plans they had for the future.
Gotcha.
And he just put that out just a few minutes ago. I just saw it online. I read part of it, but it's very, very cool to read. So you can Google that.
And what was so great about Ozzy, in my opinion, is, you know, everybody thought he was this, like, badass rocker. And then when they started doing the Osbournes, he became so lovable, right? And like, there was empathy for him, you know? Like,
he seemed like a great guy.
He did,
fun to hang around.
He was a character.
Because it was just so unpredictable, everything he did.
Speaking of dads, this is a weird story. Kevin Jonas Sr.
Who?
Kevin Jonas Sr., the father of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they named Kevin after Kevin.
I no idea.
Where's Rusty in all this?
Yeah, where'd they get that name?
Shoot.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he stepped on a rusty nail. He's like, I know, we'll call the baby Rusty. Anyway, listen to this. He has acquired the publishing and recording rights for the family's three most recent albums for $300 million.
He now owns them.
The
or
dad
sold them.
The
he
dad
owns them.
Bought it.
Parcel of the catalog. Yep.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Why would dad have to buy his son's music?
I'm wondering if somebody else bought it, or you know, already had the rights to it.
I don't know.
I don't.
Well,
either.
Somebody did, or for him to buy it. But how did it end up that way?
I don't know.
It's like, why wouldn't the Jonas Brothers own their own music?
Let's see here.
Now he wouldn't have bought it from his sons, would he?
I don't know.
I would assume.
Those are some rat kids then.
Yeah,
it sounds like he bought it from the kids because the quote is, "I don't know that anybody can love your music any more than I do or be any more proud of you."
Why didn't they give him a Groupon?
Yeah. He's dead. Take care of him. Come on.
You paid your kids $300 million.
No, that can't be true.
That can't be right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cut dad a deal, don't you?
It says, "I am not asking for less than the purchase price, but for consideration of the passion I'll bring to keeping your legacy thriving."
Whoa.
And it's only the last three albums, so it's not like it's the entire catalog.
That's still, that's even more of a ripoff. That doesn't explain anything. That's actually
so
more of a ripoff.
Bizarre.
That is bizarre. I've never heard of that
before.
What
a weird family dynamic.
I've never heard of a parent having to buy their kids music.
Yeah, me either.
To hang on to it. Maybe he foresaw that they were looking to sell it to somebody outside the family and said, okay, I can't change their mind. The only thing I can do to fix this is to buy it.
That reminds me of that one time that I took like $5 from my son's piggy bank. And he's like, "You're going to pay me back, right?"
Yeah. Yeah, they don't forget, do they? They don't forget.
Like, are you crazy? My God. All right, anyway, yeah. $300 million.
You know for a fact he bought them their first drum set.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, little snots.
Yeah. I feel like I watched a documentary and his dad was the reason why they're famous.
Yeah, he's the one when they were in diapers, put them on camera, you know, together, humming songs together. Went out and bought them, you know, the drum set, the fake guitar and all that. Just got him interested in it. And now he's got to pay $300 million. For his kids' music.
Kids.
They are
days.
Snots.
Did you know that you sound really old when you go, kids these days?
Yeah.
That's why I did it. You know the other thing we were talking about on my group? Oh, my God. What was it? Oh, I can't remember the funny thing that we said. Hold on. Stand by. It's actually really worth it, I think. No, it's not. Okay, I'll tell you later. No, it's something that we said, and then I said it, and I was like, dude, we sound so old. We can't say that little phrase anymore. It just makes us sound stupid. I am excited about this. My 600-pound life, right?
Yeah.
And Dr. Now. We have edited the audio from Dr. Now. We're bringing this up because Tammy from 1,000-pound Sisters, right? Tammy from my thousand pound sisters. That's not what it is. Anyway, but she has gone on TikTok and shown everybody how great she looks. And she looks amazing. She's lost 500 pounds.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it amazing.
She looks amazing.
She looks better.
She looks amazing.
I don't know if it's amazing. It's just better. And let's be honest. Come on, man. Look at the full picture, full body.
Schmidl, do you think...
We still got some surgery to do.
Schmidl?
A little bit.
Schmidl?
Is she amazing?
No.
Okay, thank you. I like your honesty this morning.
Yeah, I feel bad because,
okay,
you know...
I want you to do it like
Carson.
Compared to how she did look, doesn't she look amazing?
An amazing transformation.
Fine. We'll meet in the middle.
It's an amazing transformation. Fine. And I'm happy for her because she was on death's bed.
And so, you know what?
And now she looks a lot better as far as healthier.
Yep.
An amazing transformation.
Oh, something's fishy.
But she doesn't look amazing.
That's what it is. When you say something's fishy.
A little fishy? There's nothing wrong with fishy.
Sounds a little
fishy. Fishy's still hip.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's hip, but.
That sounds a little fishy.
I would say it's old.
Yeah, it is old people lingo.
No, it's not lingo. It's not an old people lingo.
It is. Something's fishy. No. That sounds fishy. Something's fishy.
Now, I would say if you said something's rotten in Denmark, that sounds old.
That's old.
Yeah. Something's a little rotten in Denmark.
Well, these days they would say sus. The kids would say sus.
They would say sus.
Yeah. Sus who?
Suspect.
It's sus. Yeah.
What's sus?
Whatever's fishy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Whatever's fishy is sus. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fishy is funnier.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Right. Anyway, going back to my thousand pound, whatever it is. We got a compilation, a little compilation of Dr. Now, and Spadil came in. What'd you say about Dr. Now?
He says this lady's like, I don't want to be malnourished, and he's like, do you really look malnourished?
You said he's savage.
I said he was savage.
I didn't need you to repeat the clip.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We're gonna play the clip.
No, he's savage. Absolutely.
Yeah, the moment's gone. Here it is.
What do you mean you don't know? And you think that you're not eating and you're getting...
I don't want to get malnourished either.
Do you look like you're malnourished? If you really put the math together, you have eaten the food that belongs for next 4 years ahead of time. So don't feel like you have to eat. When it comes to this program, you're not special. And lying to me about your weight is not going to get me to tell you what you want. You have one option. If you want to do this and save your life, come back down here and show me where your weight is at. And then we can start doing psychotherapy to try and find a way to get through to you and break through all your lies and delusions.
I admire the honesty.
I do too. He told
I
that
really
lady
do.
She's eaten 4 years worth of food.
Yeah. That's the way I am. I'll say it the way I think it is.
Oh my
God.
And
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, well.
I like that.
Already you ate 4 years worth of food? That just doesn't seem right.
Coming from your doctor, it's allowed.
Oh, my God. I guess so. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Although, I will say, being married to a doctor, you know, he said, God, it just drives me crazy. I'm like, what's wrong? And he's like, a lady came in, and she was literally like 500 pounds, and she's like, oh, my God, my legs, my ankles, they all hurt all the time. And he's like, in his head, because you're fat! But he didn't say that.
Yeah. He should have.
He should have, but he didn't. He didn't.
Yeah, you're carrying too much weight. You can say it in a nicer way. You're heavy.
Your bones can only carry so much.
Yeah.
Before they snap. Yeah,
they're going to snap on.
Yeah, anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, BJ, JB Morning Show. On a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. Jonas Brothers. Daddy's buying the music. Is that crazy or what?
That was good timing. Yeah,
he just bought Sucker. Sucker for you. Now, you're a sucker for paying your kids $300 million for their music.
Dunkulous.
Is this fire that they just showed on TV, is that the one near your cabin? The White Hawk fire?
It's not close.
Oh, it's not close?
No.
I thought you said it was within a few miles.
No.
It's not?
Nope.
Well, it could be either direction. I mean, a few miles could be 20 miles.
It could, yeah. But no, it's fine. Plus, it rained.
How did it start?
A lightning, yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, last night, I guess. That makes sense. Yeah.
Now, it's not very big. It's only a couple of acres. But still, a fire's a fire.
A fire is a fire. But what's funny is I said to BJ, I go, man, you know, if the wind picks up like it did last night, I could be in big trouble. And he's like... And you know what? You know how you say that to a guy and you want them to go, oh, you're so far away. It'll be fine. There's going to be no problem. Look how far away you are. Blah, blah, blah. But no, what does BJ say? Oh, yeah. If that wind picks up, whichever way the wind blows, man, you are toast.
Yeah. Okay.
That's listen. What he said. Yep. He's literally like, you are toast.
Jamie, you and
then I pointed out, we don't say toast anymore. We say cooked.
You and I have been together for about 14 years now. I mean, in the same studio every single
every
day
single,
to broadcast.
Every
you know for a fact.
Saturday and Sunday is the nicest day of my life.
You know that when you're looking for empathy, when you're looking for compassion, reassurance, I'm the last person to ask, okay?
Last
person. Because I, again, king of common sense, I give you exactly what I'm thinking. I cannot sugarcoat it.
But you could have
said... And my first thought is this. Which way is the wind blowing? Because it makes a big difference.
He's like, well, it depends which way the wind blows. And which way... And I was like, well, last night it was just sheer winds every which way. They called them erratic winds. And you're like, yeah, well, yeah, if it's erratic, man, you are... Toast!
Kiss that cabin goodbye.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I don't have fire insurance on the cabin because they wouldn't give it to me because of fires like that. And you're like, well, you enjoyed it while you had it.
Oh, no, at first I said bummer. I said the word bummer.
Yeah,
that's first bummer.
Yeah,
bummer.
Bummer.
Okay. Look, I don't know what you want. You want me to say, Jamie, what do you want me to do? Get in my car and run over and whiz on it for you? Put it out for you? What do you want from me?
Lisa,
I don't know how to handle it.
Well, you don't handle it like you do. I feel bad for Lisa because, like, you want somebody who calms you, right, and says, oh, you're so far away. Don't worry about it. I don't even know if I've ever heard of a fire traveling that far away. You know, something like that.
You've got to be your partner's yin to their yang.
Yeah, you're not my yang. Or my yin. You're not either or yin or a yang. You're just mean.
Look, there is no luckier woman on the planet than my wife, Lisa. Again, king of common sense here. Just giving the truth, man. She is one lucky lady.
Yeah, sure,
okay.
She is,
okay.
BJ and Jamie.
So wait a minute. I mentioned this earlier this morning, and again yesterday I mentioned this too. So if you want to go to the Broncos training camp, it's already sold out.
It's completely sold out.
Son of a...
Every single practice.
You see, here's what's going on out there. Normally, they get about 8,000 people out there, okay? Per practice. 13 different practices, okay? Well, now they can't do it. They got it down to like 800 people, okay, because they're having construction. But they say the experience this year at NFL Broncos camp is probably the closest and the best experience you'll ever get in the NFL.
Really? Why is that?
Because you're literally on the field with these guys.
Oh, because of the construction?
Yes.
Oh.
The construction has all the seating taken up. They've roped it off, you know, got the caution tape up, you know, for your safety. But they've got it all up, and they only allow like 800 people in around the field. And they're saying literally you'll probably be able to high-five people as they run routes.
That's super cool.
And trip them?
Well, it doesn't say you're that close, but you see what I'm saying,
just
right?
Stick your foot
I like
out.
To add to it. Yeah, like high five as you go by. Hey, catch that ball!
Yeah.
So it's a very cool experience this time around.
I'm really excited about Harvey.
Harvey.
Yeah, the player.
We have a Harvey?
Yeah, solid.
Who's Harvey? Is that that RJ guy?
Yeah.
There's an RJ guy.
Yeah.
Isn't his last name Harvey Spadell?
Yeah, RJ Harvey.
I'm really excited about that one.
What's he do?
He's a running back.
BJ,
is he a kicker?
BJ.
Is he a kicker?
My God, we went over this yesterday.
What?
So yesterday, remember, I was like, hey, dude, we got to remember some football players' names. And you're like,
Oh, yeah.
You said, oh, yeah, yesterday.
I said, oh, yeah.
And I said, remember Harvey, because he's up and, like, he's going to be, like, a huge.
How'd you know about Harvey, though?
Because Spadell told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And so I said, right. Remember Harvey, it's just an easy name, like, you know, Harvey Steinberg, right?
Man,
like,
I forgot.
Like, yeah.
He's going to be good.
Yeah. So just think of my attorney.
Okay, okay. Right, I'll okay. think of Harvey Steinberg.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. And then right. they go, Harvey.
So we have a Harvey.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he's a kicker, you said?
He's a running back.
Oh, he's a running
back. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
He's a running back.
Yeah.
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 So
yeah.
he gets the ball, runs.
Yeah. Because uh-huh. right. I said we look dumb if we only know Bo Nix as a name. So we got, and I yeah. even said Harvey is an easy name.
It is an easy name.
It is yeah. Harvey.
I'll remember it.
Yeah.
For tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go out to training camp.
Really?
For the first time ever.
And see,
ever.
Bo and Harvey?
Well, I think so. Now, I don't know any of the players. You're right, Jamie. Yeah. I'm a fish out of water out yeah. there. But I think I'm going to go out there because it's going to be the best experience you'll ever get for the NFL spring, or not spring, but, you know, preseason camp.
I heard you're close enough you can smack their ass.
Yeah. I can't wait. Wait till I see Harvey. Harvey over here. BJ. Weird. I just saw.
What? You know what you didn't do?
Wait,
what? Sorry to interrupt. I
what?
Just totally interrupted
I do?
You. You didn't tell us the end result of your poll.
It was close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very close.
It was a poll and you all forgot. Right.
After 3 million votes online, okay? I put up a poll yesterday on Twitter, and I said, who would you rather?
Yeah.
And that's the date is what I meant, okay? Whoopi Goldberg or Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Okay, you take your pick there. And after 3 million, a little bit more than that, votes on Twitter, the winner is...
You were never a drummer, were you?
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi beat out Rosie O'Donnell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a couple of guys that are disgusting that I can put up there now.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make it equal so I don't look sexist.
Go after both
no.
Of them,
So who are some?
So give me two just really goofy guys that
who
look a little
rather?
Ugly and disgusting that you could pair up together online.
Okay? What about like Seth Rogen?
But people...
they kind of
like him.
No, but he's funny,
people
man.
People like him for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to just be... Ugh.
I mean, I need
How about
somebody
Donald
like
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Okay.
Donald Trump. Well, that's not fair either. That's
oh, because
not...
it go political.
Yeah. Well, it'll go political.
And he's
plus,
orange.
They all hate him. So,
well,
so
okay,
that was an easy pick.
I'm just
I need
saying,
two
like, I
people.
I would never
it's
be
a,
able
it's
to
a
have
decent,
sex with that man.
It's a decent
How about
choice.
You and Donald Trump.
I'd win. I really would. I'd win. Yeah, I'd win. I'd win. No doubt about it. Yeah.
All right. How about you and Spadell?
No, that's not fair to Spadell.
You're the Timu George
yeah.
Clooney, remember?
That's right. Timu George here. Yeah. That's not fair to you, Spadell. I won't do
no,
that
it's
to
not.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
I like this idea.
What
for,
idea?
For your next poll, if
yeah.
you will. Who would you rather, Gary Busey or Danny DeVito?
Oh, that's good.
That is a good
that
one.
Is
that is
Gary Busey or DeVito?
Yeah, that's good.
I'll put it up today.
Okay, all right, good.
All right, well,
like
we'll
this.
Get an answer
this
on.
This is a fun
we
game.
Do a poll every day.
I really
right?
do like this. Yeah,
yeah it's pretty cool. All right, let's see here. It's Wednesday. Going to be a nice day today. Maybe a thunder shower. Nothing like yesterday, I don't
oh
think.
Oh, God.
Yesterday,
that was
crazy. It rained.
And there were lightning bolts all around Woo. Me. I almost died. You know, yeah. one of those lightning bolts could have hit me.
You didn't almost die.
I did almost die. Yeah. Because you know what it said on my what? On my little map? Lightning has been detected 0.3 miles away.
Woo!
0.3 miles away. That's not real.
0.
Well,
0.
I guess
3.
It is.
That's
yeah.
right on top of you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 0.3. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
0.3.
And I have the lightning tracker from Pinpoint Weather.
Yeah.
Dude, there was strikes all around my body.
You almost died.
I almost died.
Yeah,
almost
I can tell.
Yeah, you almost died.
We got to go. You guys
scary.
Have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. We will see you back here for another program tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.